the cookbook started from my celebrating my family. This is what it's really all about, because we live in such a fast food society, you know, with our children and their children's children eating and running and on the computers and out to another thing, that what is missing is the family unit. And bringing back the family unit, in my opinion, really keeps everything in line, keeps everything together. You eat together, you sing together, you be together, and then you go off and you live whatever you live your life. But at least once a week, maybe twice a week, maybe once a month, whatever it could take to bring the family together.
Now, in our day and yours and my day, we sat at grandma's table every Sunday.
Yes.
And that was command attendance.
Yeah. And even on Wednesday, some Wednesdays, she made the cavatelli, you know, she put it on the bed to dry. And me being, well, the babies, they would put the babies on the bed when the pasta was drying.
Yes.
So I could call myself a special pasta bambino. You know, but that's how grandma was. And so if it wasn't Wednesdays, it was definitely Sundays after church. And we always would start off with the coffee. And I used a pound of sugar because grandma would always make the Deliadoro, I think it was the brand of Italian coffee.
Yes.
It was the espresso that
I loved it.
Chrome off a bumper hitch. It was so strong. And we would drink that with lots of sugar. And that's why the dentist got a sailboat now.
Oh, that's hysterical. You know? Well, there's something I want to talk to you about. You know, Italians and Italian Americans, I should say, we have a reputation for good food, fun, family, and, of course, music. Well, at one time when I was growing up, we had to sometimes hide our food. Like if I'd come to work with something, somebody would say to me, what weird thing did you bring today? And now today, what we think of as our ancestors' peasant food is all the rage.
Well,
I mean,
look at
greens and beans.
Was it $10 a pound now?
Yeah.
Well, some pickles on the dime, right?
Greens and beans,
Also
pasta fazool.
Right.
You know, all of this stuff is now all the rage.
It's interesting because there are still a whole contingent of people out there that just see Italian food as spaghetti and meatballs. When they travel, or if they're traveling, or if they're with other people who do travel, then they realize that Italy's made up of, what, 20, 21, 22 regions.
20 regions.
And every region has its own speciality. You go into a mom and pop in the north, in the central, in the south, you're going to eat different things, but it's always going to be fresh.
Yes.
No canned, whether it's frozen or maybe jarred, but it's going to be fresh, and that's the key ingredient. You have your carbohydrates. Vegetables, vegetables, vegetables. Now, a lot of people, I don't like vegetables. The reason why they don't like vegetables is because they overcook them.
Okay. Now, I'm so grateful that you brought this little CD for us. We
That's
will be playing your music on our shows over the coming
weeks.
I'm
so honored. Thank you.
But if someone wants to buy this, I know you can go online.
Singingchef.com.
Singingchef.com. Right. Andy, thank you so much for...
Joey and John, it's been great. Buon appetito. Ciao.
Yes, ciao. Thank you.